Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, and we're up to Parakei Mishnah Chaf. Says the Mishnah, Yehuda ben Tema Omer. Yehuda ben Tema says, Havi'az kanamer, v'kal kanesher, v'ratz katvi, v'gibor ka'ari, lasot son of v'ichash v'ashmaim. A person should be strong like a leopard, and light as an eagle, and fast like a deer, and strong as, I guess, az isn't strong, it means like a sense of azus, I don't know, like the sense of chutzpah, sense of assertiveness, I guess, and strong like a lion in doing the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu haya omer, az panim l'gehenim, uboshes panim l'gan heden. A person who has that sense of assertiveness is going to go to Gehenim, and someone who has a sense of busha is going to go to Gan Eden. Yehi ratzon l'vnecha Hashem l'kenim shetivni ircha b'meher v'yamein v'sein chalkenim b'sar zecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should build his city very quickly in our days, and we should be zocha to the Torah. That's the last line. Meaning this is even though this isn't the end of the perek, this l'chora should have been at the end of the parak. It seems to be like a misplaced kind of thing. You're supposed to always try to end with something more positive like that. Okay, but we're going to continue anyway. So Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Hu Haya Omer. He also used to say, meaning Shmuel HaKatan used to say, Ben Chamesh Shanim L'Mikro. When a person is 5 years old, he should learn Tanakh. Ben Asher L'Mikro. When he's 10 years old, he should learn Mishnah. When he's 13 years old, he becomes chayiv in mitzvos. When he's 15 years old, he starts learning Gemara. When he's 18 years old, he gets married. When he's 20 years old, he starts to chase a living. When he's 30 years old, he has a certain amount of strength. He's at his full strength. When he's 40 years old, has gained a sense of bina. When he's 50, at the age of 50, he's ready to give etza. When he's 60, when he's 60, that's considered zakein. Ben shivim l'seva. When he's 70, that's considered to be seva. That's why we assume the din of mipnei seva takum is anyone at the age of 70. So when the grandparents walk down the aisle at a chasana, l'chor everyone should stand. It's mitzvah d'oraisa, right? Assuming that they're 70. Ben shmonim l'gevura. If he's 80 years old, that's a sense of gevura because he made it that far. Ben tishim l'suach. 90 years old, he already starts l'shuach. Not so he already starts to kill over. By the time a person's 100, it's as if he's dead and he's gone from the world. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Chaf, we had said that Yehuda ben Tema says that a person should be bold like a leopard and light like an eagle and run like a deer and strong like a lion to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. And he also said that someone who's a mechutzav goes to Gehenim, and someone who's a Baishan goes to Gan Eden. And then it had a tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should build his city and give us a chelek in his Torah. And then Mishnah Chaf Aleph, we said that different ages, 5 years old you learn Tanakh, 10 years old Mishnah, 13 you chayv mitzvahs, 15 Gemara, 18 wedding, 20 to earn a living, 30 to be at full strength, 40 to have his level of understanding, 50 to be able to give Eitzah, 60 is an age of Ziknav, Zeshekana Chachma, 70 is an age of Seva, 80 shows a certain amount of strength, and 90 is when a person starts bending over, and 100 it's as if he's already dead. As Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Mishnah Chaf Beis.